Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
Big Party, DeGan and Molly.
This is the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1.
The market for CBD for pets has been really lucrative, but there is research that says some of those products don't have any CBD.
I do not doubt that.
Yeah, they're pouring in their reports, you know, because it's sort of outside the, you know, it's kind of like with us, you know, like what they talk about with vitamins, right? Like the FDA doesn't necessarily, so like you take vitamins and they're not necessarily covered, monitored, whatever, policed. And it's sort of the same thing with these CBD products for pets. Like, you can claim it, but, like, who's on the back end doing the lab work to make sure? So their products make it to shelves because the federal government hasn't established a standard for CBD to help people know how much is in there or what works for their pets. So some people might be taken.
And that's, now I'm getting irritated because we, Simon the White Dog, Side-Eye Simon, he's on CBD. Because he's old and has arthritis.
Right.
And do you trust the source that you're
I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I don't know if it's in there. So
it seems weird that you can't give dogs chocolate, but you can give them CBD.
I know. I'm with you.
They always make it look like, don't give him chocolate, it'll kill his heart.
But yeah,
you
no
can
raisins.
Give him weed.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. This is the crazy thing. Would CBD for your dog be edible for you, like if you wanted to do like a test run, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's all the same. So I wonder if it's kind of one of those tests, like you can be your own market test.
I mean, back
like,
in the
do
day,
I feel anything?
Stoners would take a hit, they'd take a, you know, pull off the bong and then they'd blow it into the dog's ear.
Get their dog high.
Yeah, that's how stoners used to get their dogs high.
They'd be like, Dr. Seuss, get over here, bro.
How cruel.
Now, what are dogs thinking?
Nothing at that point.
God bless the dogs. I mean, let's be honest. Cats aren't paying attention to us. They're just like, when are you feeding me, by the way? I just pooped in a box. Clean it out.
And you never hear the story of I got my cat high.
Dogs spend the entire life being like, what are they doing? I just want to make them happy. Why is he blowing smoke in my ear? I feel weird.
Paranoid.
I'm freaking out, squirrel.
Oh my God, is the cat staring at me?
Right, the cat's just like...
Cat's loving it. Cat's like, I'm always staring at you. Mm-hmm. I think the cat wants to kill me. That's not because you're high. That's just the natural state of the cat. He's constantly plotting your death.
So who's saying that the CBD is not CBD?
There are researchers that are looking into it. It's an AP story. And so there are testimonials that are kind of coming in. President of the National Animal Supplement Council says that while most of the industry is honest, there's a segment that just wants cash. And yeah, they're cashing in to make false claims and making false claims.
Corporate America doesn't have any ethics.
Yeah.
And these people are figuring out, since animals can't talk and can't be like, that's really low dose CBD. Like, screw it. Give them a placebo.
Right. Charge CBD prices, but not necessarily have to work for the...
That stuff is expensive.
Which is an understandable market when we started giving stuff to our pets. It's like being surprised that they didn't put enough real frosting in cat cake. Right?
Yeah.
Again, the creator goes, it's a dog.
He eats his own poop and roadkill.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I didn't put all the greatest ingredients in it because it's a dog.
I'm sorry.
How dare you?
I'm going to have to pay attention to Simon. I don't know if it works now.
But eat it.
Yeah,
but there's not enough dosage in it. I mean, we could give him the regular CBD stuff, I'm assuming, but I don't know. Would that kill him?
Well, we'll find out what the dosage is. I mean, it would probably tell you, like, what
degree. I mean, if
degree.
There's an animal you want to experiment on, it's Side-Eye Simon. I hope Wylene's not listening, but
well,
if there's an animal, but I mean, you're trying out new lipstick and eyeliner on that dog. PETA should be protesting.
Diapers.
Like, put it on Simon.
Diapers.
That poor dog is wearing diapers. A diaper. Party takes its hair and puts it up in a man bun. The dog really gives human side eyes. I mean, he'll walk out and look at me like,
do you
this
blame
guy.
Him?
He immediately came out of the house during the Husker game last Saturday. You guys let him out of his cage. He ran outside, bit one of the other dogs.
He's a psycho. He's pissed off that he has to wear a diaper.
Right.
And you're worried about him having too much CBD?
Well,
give him enough that he can forget that he's wearing a diaper. Help him be a little bit more body positive.
Wearing a diaper. God, how weird.
It's like Dr. Lecter. They wheel him out onto the deck of his cage. He just gives me a look like, yep, this is what it's come down to. Wearing a diaper. I'll bite everybody.
Side-Eye Simon with the man bun. Yeah, I love it. All right, 938-9400. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 941. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 941.
I feel like I should explain why Simon the White Dog, otherwise known as Side-Eye Simon, is wearing a diaper.
But it's that weird kind of diaper, too, that it's only covers part of his stuff.
It only covers his wiener.
Does it have a hole for a tail?
Wiener diaper, yeah.
No, it doesn't really have, it doesn't cover any of that.
Oh.
It just wraps around you like it would be like a bandana.
He seems very aware.
Yeah.
Like he looks at people with his dog Side-Eye. He's a white dog. And he looks up at you like, yeah, this is terrible.
Oh.
Because he's peeing in the house.
He's peeing in the house for no reason. I don't know. Some type of aggression of some sort. So finally, we just...
Something's going on in the house because
yeah.
Side-Eye Simon is peeing and the dogs now are eating the woodwork.
Yeah.
The other two... Party has three dogs.
They're eating my house.
And the other dogs are starting to eat the woodwork, which they never did.
No.
I've had dogs that did that. And when it starts... It's hard to get them to stop.
It's
like
is.
They get the taste for wood and destruction. Maybe it feels good on their teeth.
I don't know what it is because I came. All right, so if you look into read into it, why are dogs eating baseboards and eating drywall? It's because of anxiety and separation and all that stuff. Well, they got each other. They don't have that going on. However, I'm going to sleep the other day, and I see, and I'm thinking it's tequila, not Remy, the new one. I'm thinking it's tequila doing this. And so Tequila and I are at the rounding the corner, I see Tequila sitting there in like shock staring up the stairs. I'm like, what's going on? And I come around the corner and there's Remy lying there gnawing on the banister.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's you.
Well, she's the new dog that would be teething.
Oh, she's past that.
Because all right, so let's say if your dogs were children.
Yeah.
And they were going to elementary school.
Okay.
And I'm their teacher. And suddenly they start acting out at school. I would call mom and dad and go, is there something going on at home? Something going on?
Right.
Something going on with you guys? Let's look at you guys first. What's going on with your kids?
I never
Why
thought
of
that.
Why are the dogs acting out?
Right.
I learned it from watching you, Dad.
I learned it from watching you. All right, so Simon, after he started not being able to pee on anything, started pooping.
Oh.
He's never done that. Never, ever has he done that. And I don't know what to do. I mean, I guess I know what to do. It's not a good thing, but...
Right.
But I'm not going to do that. That's Side-Eye Simon.
Like, do you and Wylene get in fights over the dogs?
No, never. We don't fight about anything. So
ye protest too quickly.
We never fight over anything. Everybody fights over something.
No, mm-hmm. no. I don't want him. I've seen her mad at me once, and that was enough. But no, it's not that. I don't really know what it is. Maybe Simon's embarrassed that he has to wear a diaper.
I think so.
It might be an act of aggression because of the diaper. I mean, the pooping now. I mean, the peeing, that might, I don't know, medically or something. Or maybe, did it start happening when Remy was introduced into the house? Like, this is one dog too many, the bridge too far. First you got tequila, and then you got Remy. And now it's just like, all bets are off.
Well, it's kind of after I put the shock collar on him.
Oh, well, then there's... Also that.
Put a shock collar on the white dog.
But it's not so a shocker. Things. It's a vibrator. It's a vibrator, and just to make it clear, it beeps and then it vibrates if need be.
But
and
the original collar was a shock collar.
That's what we're going to use, but I felt terrible. Yeah, I have those.
Didn't you experiment with it?
Well, yeah, on us. Remember Bounce? But yeah, I don't want to do that.
Because I think the dog...
I moved on from that because
thinks
I...
thinks it's a shock collar.
Probably.
I mean, it's kind of like probably. Your parents when you're young. They only got to hit you once.
Whoa.
Remember he...
Well... I mean, we're right. Old school. Your dad only had to cuff you once. Then all he has to do is raise his hand, and you're like, all right.
I get it.
There's some lead behind that. So now the way it works is when he starts acting up, that collar tingles.
If he attacks, yeah. Attacks or barks. It sounds awful, like I silenced him. But remember he used to sit there and bark nonstop, and I was going insane for no apparent reason. I hate you. I hate you. Well, I stopped it. I stopped
it. I'm sure it did. And now you've got pee in your house.
Listen, I'm the youngest of three kids. I'm the youngest of three, brother and sister. If when I was a kid,
yeah.
I had a shock collar on and had to wear a diaper all the time as my brother and sister get to eat the woodwork, I'd be bitter.
Understood.
Be a little upset.
Understandably.
All right. Free Simon.
Free Simon.
Free Simon.
The Free Simon movement.
Free Side-Eye Simon from his conservatorship. Big Party is wrong.
Free Simon.
Free Simon.
All right, 938-9400, that's in. With the wood thing, I've been spraying it with some kind of bitter spray.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the stuff they used to paint on your thumb if you sucked your thumb.
Yes.
Has it helped? Sometimes
I don't
it does.
Know. I do not know. My next move is going to be I'm going to make some type of a Tabasco sauce spray.
Dr. Mangala.
Wow.
I'm down in the lab with my animal experiments. Maybe you'll
That's
be able
next.
To take what you invent onto Shark Tank.
Yes. And I can season my meat.
Oh, nice.
It's multi-purpose.
All right.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
It's the Big Party Morning Show.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1. Right here.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Hello, hello. Friday. It is Friday!
Hello, Friday.
Got football weather.
Oh, dude, it's fantastic.
If only we could lock in this temperature. There's like a short one-month window. You don't need your air conditioner or heater.
It's awesome.
Yeah, we're going to see a few 80s next week, but outside of that, everyone's suffering, it seems like, from allergies.
Yeah.
I'm very fortunate that I don't have allergies. I have other issues. All right, we're going to get to what's trending here coming up a little bit. Welcome to Friday. Welcome to the Big Party Morning Show. What do you got, Molly?
Costco is rolling back limits on certain products. I'll let you know.
All right, we'll get to that next day with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 941. Because Monday's you got to get up, so get up. Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Let's do this.
Wake up. Here's what's trending
on the Big Party Morning Show.
Limits are coming back to Costco. If you want to buy toilet paper, paper towels, bottled water, they are going to restrict how much. It's due to supply chain issues and people once again stocking up thanks to our good old friend COVID.
Hoarding. Hoarders?
Yeah. The Delta variant apparently has got a lot of people wigged out, and they had this big call yesterday, and Costco's like, yep, we're bringing back limits.
I knew that was going to happen. Still not been to a Costco or a Walmart since COVID started.
Oh, you have not? Okay.
How have you managed?
I just go to Hy-Vee's or Baker's or Woolner's or...
Well, it's probably a good thing. It would be like the first time you ever went there because they're renovating all the Walmarts. I mean, there's like a vet in them now, and they're put in, but they moved everything, and the aisles are smaller. You'll get hives trying to shop there because now can't even do two carts. You're constantly moving.
That's what
waiting.
I always loved about Walmart was the wide aisles. I mean, they always did a really good. Really, that's a
maybe
bummer.
The aisles aren't smaller. It's just we're bigger.
That could be it too.
That's how you get big shopping at Walmart. That buy could be too much too. Food.
But all right, so limits are back or going to be back. You would assume so.
I was kind of surprised. I mean, I thought we were past this. I thought we learned, you know, that because all the people that hoarded the last time and then realized, oh, wow, I'm sitting on a mountain of toilet paper. Like, I guess I didn't need all of this. It's just, I think it's so strange that we're circling back to this. I think it's a comfort thing for people. I think when people feel chaos and out of control, this is something that they can control.
Well, yes. Toilet paper.
Speaking of chaos and feeling out of control, let's get to scaring them.
Oh, yeah. COVID. It's there.
If finding out that there's product limits at Costco is going to freak you out, you were an easy freaker outer.
But it's supply issues, too. Remember the reason why everything went by is because there wasn't enough there. Now these companies are trying to make more, obviously. There's hand sanitizer on every corner.
Yes.
So I wouldn't freak out.
No. It's just a matter of time till we all get back to regular.
Have you seen all the tanker ships that are stacked up off the coast of California?
That blows my mind.
Yeah, what's the deal with that? What's going on? The ports closed?
70 cargo ships.
Molly?
Just behind unloading them.
What's going on is that Amazon and I can't remember who else done it. They have their own cargo ships now. So imagine that. They're doubling. They just not enough manpower to get these ships in.
Okay, so stuff's just like sitting on the docks, yes. Like because they just don't have human beings.
Well, they're sitting in the ocean.
Full of dildos.
Floppy, multicolored rainbow dildos.
You guys, come on. Hurry it up.
Boxes and boxes.
Cryptocurrency is being outlawed in China. They made the announcement this morning, and Bitcoin's stock plummeted. Bloomberg News. Chinese central bank has declared all crypto-related transactions illegal. They said that the People's Bank of China, which gives government guidelines on cryptocurrency trading and all that kind of stuff, they're saying nope, and they're going to monitor all of it as well.
And they're also cutting screen time and all that stuff with everybody.
What do they know that we don't?
They know something.
I know. I know China's not necessarily like, ooh, you guys are so cutting edge. But with this stuff, I'm like, what's going on? What do you guys know that we don't?
What are you, our future overlords, doing?
Yes.
I need to learn the language.
So they're cracking down on trading, on mining. So even if like you're in the country and you're trying to mine cryptocurrency, that could be an issue. So China is really going after. I think they just want to make sure that the yen's shored up. Cornhuskers taking on Michigan State tomorrow. It's a road game. Kickoff is 6:00 in East Lansing. What are your thoughts?
I'm excited. I'm so excited. I'm wearing Husker gear for the first time, really, in a year, probably longer today. I'm all Huskered up.
Don't get penalties. Yeah, as long as they can. Don't get so many penalties. They played a great game against Oklahoma. I can't believe Oklahoma only dropped 1 point in the rankings.
I know. But that says a lot about us as well. It's going to be a great game. Go Skurs. I can't wait. Kickoff at 6. Chili dogs at 6:05.
Scientists think that they've found human footprints that are about 23,000 years old. So they're readjusting when humans must have set foot.
That we got here earlier than they think.
Yes.
And they still don't know how we got over here.
I know.
You know, they think there was like a land bridge.
That's what I would
that
think.
That connected Asia to North America. And we walked across it and then it sank.
It's the biggest discovery about inhabiting of America in the last 100 years. I mean, they're saying, like, this is mind-blowing. We can't believe we found it. They found it in New Mexico. in the White Sands National Park. And if the images, I mean, it looks like you were walking on the beach. I mean, it looks like just regular footprints. I don't know how
many years. How many years ago?
23,000 years old.
Man was able to walk around without access to Amazon Prime or Costco's 23,000 years ago.
We still can. They won't let us, Jeff.
We've only had Amazon.
They won't let us walk.
Less than, what, 15 years?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I don't even know. But how does it, how did it fossilize like that? And how the hell would they know how long it's been?
It's amazing. I mean, they're able to, I mean, these digs you go on, I mean, they're able to carbon date what's around it and figure out where, you know, the footprints. But just the idea of like that it's been preserved for this long and suddenly we're finding it. I just think that all that stuff's kind of wild. Like that there's like little stuff all over the world that, you know, pieces to our history or what got us here that we're still discovering. Apparently 23,000 year old footprints.
Yeah, and that's what they're saying, Jeff, an ice-free land bridge. Wow, ice-free. And these guys are barefoot.
I know. They didn't have shoes. They didn't have Amazon, no Costco.
What motivates you to migrate? You know, you would think early man, you have your stuff.
Food.
You build a shelter.
Following herds?
Yes, I mean, probably
the stones it takes to travel. People here are nervous of like, I don't know if I should move to Phoenix.
Guessing food and water.
The nation's oldest park ranger turned 100. I was thinking about you when I saw the story party because you were talking about how you wanted to be a park ranger, and I was thinking it's never too old, apparently.
So he's an active duty 100-year-old park ranger.
Yeah, she was 85, okay, leading tours at the Rosie the Riveter World War II Home Front National Historical Park in California. And now she's the nation's oldest park ranger when she turned 100. But she started her career at 85. I mean, that was the thing, is that she was just like, I started late in life. I always wanted to be park ranger, and I finally realized my dream.
That'll be me.
That was going to say. That's what I thought. Like, you talked about this, and it's not too late.
I'm not going to make it to 100. So, yeah, congratulations to her. I laugh because it's true, and it hurts so bad.
Does she have a secret to how you make it to 100?
I didn't see her sharing any particular secrets. Maybe it's just following your dreams, never saying no, always going after what you like. But she was also a civil rights activist, an author, a business owner. Sounds like Betty had quite the resume.
If this is a recent photo, she looks pretty healthy for 100 years old.
I think being active and getting out there is a big key also, as opposed to sitting around. All right, we're right back. Your call is 938-9400. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 941.
Listening to the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, so what's the deal? We got new music from Coldplay teaming up with BTS.
Two great tastes that go great together.
Let's check it out. What? I feel my hips starting to move a little bit.
Hands up in the air.
Are they waving?
Oh, like I don't care.
That's how we know it's a hit.
I don't mind it, actually.
It's got a good sound.
I'll take anything new anymore. Anything new with a good beat. So
play from the beginning again real quick. You know what I hear? I hear,
she's got Betty Davis eyes.
Really?
Yes.
Not the man is bad.
You remember Kim Carnes? There's some sample in there.
I think so. Now I can hear it.
Well, Molly, you're the Coldplay super fan.
I love it. I mean, I like that, but then it like transitions and I don't understand the BTS parts.
Oh, yeah, they add a little bit more punch to it.
It's called global marketing.
I know.
I mean, Coldplay's last stuff has been really stinky.
It's just kind of gone on this like happy zen sort of thing, and I kind of liked it when they were a little bit moodier, broodier. Apparently, they've been, I don't know, well adjusted in the last few years. So it's
You're
all
talking about
just
Coldplay?
Like, yes,
well, haven't you ever seen the 60 Minutes where they sat down with them in the studio? And it's, I always find it fascinating how bands come together with producing music. And to me, Coldplay looks like somebody unlike anyone else. They have like giant dry erase boards, and Chris Martin writes stuff like, we need a song that goes up, you know.
He
picks weird things. It's not like, you know, going in and jamming and writing crazy lyrics. He picks tones.
Okay, and so that's his method.
Like, I want the third song to be happy, and then the fourth will be sad. Like, I'm sure it's a beautiful mind, the way he thinks. You know?
Right.
He shows up at the studio, and he made his own clothes today.
I loved that.
You know, if somebody were like, that's a cool shirt. Where'd you get it?
And I made it.
I made it.
Good for you. It didn't even look good. I mean, it was still thread hanging off it. Come on.
That was the look. It was supposed to be ravaged looking. That was like ravaged, when they were going through like their,
gear.
They were like, they were going through their, like Bastille, French Revolution, Vive la France sort of look. Remember when they had that kind of military, but, you know, tattered, very, very eclectic.
I got Betty. Hey, yes, Jeff, you're on. Once again, he's got the ear. Can you hear him, Molly?
Oh, a little bit. He's better at that than anybody that I know. Jeff can, like, zero in on a sing.
Oh, Betty Davis eyes.
Now all you got to do is drop a little BTS on top.
Magic.
Do the hair comb. Seven guys dancing. I don't want to get BTS army on me.
Oh, yeah. Be careful.
Well, that's pretty exciting. We got new music, kids.
Yes, we do.
Set the dance to this weekend.
And the rest of fall. All right, what do we have coming up in celebrity news?
So Harry Styles, when he was in Minnesota, gave out some dating advice from the stage. Pretty sage stuff. We'll tell you about
that. That's coming up next. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Time to spill the tea on the Big Party Morning Show.
Harry Styles took a moment out of his concert in Minnesota earlier this week to respond to a fan's poster that said, should I text him? And he rolled out dating advice, stopped the whole show.
And what was it?
And he said, we don't even know him. He's like, but at the same time, if you're wondering, we're playing games. Basically, he said, in my opinion, if you should, this isn't even a question. The idea is like, you know, if you're playing games, should I, shouldn't I, all that kind of stuff. Like, that's just trash. Like, just basically do what you want to do. He goes, I have a question. Is he nice to you?
This is all while he's on stage?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's video of it. I mean, it's really sweet. He like stops the whole thing because it comes up on the Jumbotron. This girl's like, should I text him? And he's like, all right. And he stops everything. And he addresses her. I mean, she's up in the stands. I mean, she can't talk back, but it's just
stealing hearts. He's in Chicago tonight. So my nieces were at that show. They said it was the greatest show they've ever seen.
I was wondering
if they're excited for them that they got to see
a
band that you like that much.
Yeah.
You know, we've always, some kids, like their first show they see is, I don't know, what are those acts that come to town when you're like six? Captain Feather Sword. You know, like kids get to go to kid concerts.
Teletubbies.
And remember, Jeff,
my first concert was R.E.M., and I really think, like, it's important to have a band that's, like, a cool band.
Okay,
I would agree. I guess you think is cool.
R.E.M. would be
right
a great
age
show.
To blow you away and to see the experience of what real live music is. And Harry Styles is a really good entertainer.
He is, and when your nieces got those tickets, that was, a year and a half ago? So imagine they were younger, and to hold on to that, and he's only gotten better. My first concert was Neil Diamond.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but you know what is embarrassing for the longest time? Because, you know, people are like, Neil Diamond? Well, my parents drug me there.
He's an icon.
You know, now he is. Yeah, absolutely.
Forever in blue jeans?
Forever in blue jeans. Yeah. What was yours, Molly?
It might have been Sting was my first concert.
All right.
Yeah, Sting. High school. Yeah.
Civic Auditorium.
Right.
Dream of the Blue Turtle.
We were probably at the same concert.
Oh, we were.
We were at the same concert, I'm sure.
Because Robin Hitchcock and the Egyptians opened up. Balloon Man blew up. Or that might have been REM Green Tour. But anyway, I was at that Sting tour. Yep. My sister and her girlfriends tracked down Sting. He was over right by where we are. There used to be an Embassy Suites by the Drover.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's where he stayed that night.
Oh, really?
The building isn't there anymore, but it's like the Walmart on 72nd. And they bribed the limo driver to give him an empty bottle of Perrier.
That he had drank out
that
of?
The driver claimed he had just drank. Said, okay. Well, here's, you know, do you have any of his stuff? And he was like, yeah, he just drank this Perrier bottle.
Oh, that must have been gold to them.
They held on to it like it was the Holy Grail. That was their Harry Styles, was Sting.
He's still very, 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 very handsome.
Yeah, I mean, Sting would be a good comparison because he was handsome, he acted, and sang. I mean, he was a triple threat like Harry.
I wonder what Jill did with that bottle. Where it just got lost in the moves or anything like that. I remember the bottle that when Lady Gaga was in studio, I remember grabbing that bottle that she drank out of, the water bottle, and I felt weird.
What did you do with it?
I ended up throwing it away. Yes, because I'm a grown man. I have the bottle that... the plastic water bottle that Lady Gaga drank out of.
Now you could have taken a picture of it and it would have been a digital fungible.
It probably would have, yeah. I felt shame and instantly tossed it. I'm like, all right, never mind.
You didn't put your lips on it and drink what was left?
Oh, I was afraid of getting something.
Oh,
what an ultimate compliment to Lady Gaga.
Well, I don't know what she's been kissing on. God. Hey.
You knew at that point.
I don't drink out of anybody's bottle, I don't think.
At that point, she would have been kissing on Luke.
Yeah, that would have been it. And that's probably why I didn't drink. That's probably why I did not drink after it. Because of Luke.
Anyway, Tiger King 2 is coming to Netflix. They made the announcement yesterday. It recorded, they filmed the second season in 2020 and part of 2021.
How did we not know that they were filming something?
I don't know. No word on who's in it. I mean, Joe Exotic is incarcerated, so I don't know if they got prison access.
Did they get cameras around Carol Baskin?
Jeff,
happy about it.
It's going to be a lot of Carol Baskin. They're saying this is going to be just as grimy and good as the other one, just in time for another lockdown.
She refused to participate.
I don't like this.
I don't know how you get any...
I don't want Tiger King 2 to cue the lockdown. Because that's the whole reason Tiger King took off.
Yes, exactly. But
we all started watching too much TV.
We'll probably be wearing his gear by this one, by the time this one's
over. He had some very nice blouses.
Yes, he did.
Harry Styles collection.
That's coming up. That's coming. When did you say this soon?
They didn't say when. Okay. They just said there is a Tiger King 2. No word on when it's returning to Netflix.
All right. All right. We're going to get to what's trending coming up next. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. This is what's trending on the Big Party Morning Show.
Sleeping less leads to weight gain. You're not getting a good night's rest. It could be messing with your diet plan. Researchers found that when you don't get a good 7 or 8 hours of sleep, it throws off your metabolism. You snack more. And when you snack more, your choices tend to be like bad snack choices.
They used to call it beauty sleep. Remember, get your beauty sleep.
Yeah.
Oh.
You got to put your mud mask on and your cucumber slices on your eyes.
Oh.
What if we tried that?
You know what, Jeff? I'm in. If you want to come over Saturday night after the game, that's what we should do to freak out Whiteley.
Like you can't.
Beauty night.
You can't answer a FaceTime call because you got your face on.
You got your mask on. Your beauty mask. Molly, you're not doing any beauty masks?
Or beauty sleep? That's what I'm saying. Get your face on and go to bed.
Beauty sleep, I mean, it's hard, you know? Our schedule just screws with the sleep cycle. But as far as, like, skin treatments, I put lotion on at night. That's about it. I'm a wash your face, wash and go kind of gal. I don't spend a lot of time on my skin.
I mean, a lot of people didn't wear makeup for an entire year.
I love it. I'm not going back.
What did that do to the skincare industry?
I've talked to a lot of friends that are just like, it's not worth it.
They don't want to go back to putting on makeup.
No. Hello. They just want like maybe like some mascara and like a lipstick. But like the idea of like a full face you know, where you get up and you're dedicating a whole time to like putting your face on. I would say at least 3 out of 5 of my friends are saying they're done with that. That it's just, what's the point?
They're like, we're not going to shave our faces anymore. We're done with all the makeup. This is me. I'm named Lisa.
Hairy toes and all, you better accept me.
Listen, we appreciate the work you gals put in.
Absolutely.
I can't imagine the extra time if I had to put on makeup every day.
Dude, we'd be late and it'd be awful.
Why don't we make that a national holiday? Men Wear Makeup Day.
I like this.
And it's one day a year and everybody has to show up wearing makeup. And we don't talk about it. We don't make it a thing. You're just in the middle of a boardroom meeting and Jerry's standing up there, just a full on lipstick face. He's still got a suit and tie on.
It's like
if you look at the quarterly reports, we have lipstick on.
It's like Hawaiian shirt day. No one really focuses on it. You just do it.
Should be a theme day, Molly. Yes, no, terrible idea.
Oh, no, I'm all for it. I mean, I think it would be, I think it's very humbling when men suddenly have to realize, like, what some women go through to, like, have a, quote, face for the public.
But women don't have to do that. That's on their own. I don't
know. No, it's a beauty standard, obviously. Like, anybody buys into it. I mean, that's a whole separate bag of whatever.
See, it's just like a waste of money. I mean, we like women the way they are. So,
Eileen's natural, right? Like, she doesn't put on a whole face of makeup.
Not a whole face. She'll put some on, you know, and but she's beauty. She's beautiful inside and out.
Oh, look at him. Oh, look at you. Well, but you know, if she put on,
well done,
bright red lipstick and went all in on a random Friday, it's still hot.
Yeah, it's hot. Oh, yeah, it's hot.
I mean, that's we're wired that way. Red lipstick on lips. I mean, come on. We're monkeys, people. It's a baboon's butt. It's a bullseye. That's what you aim the arrow at that. Anyway, get some sleep, kids, is what we're trying to say.
So people at a zoo in New York got an eyeful of some. I mean, it wasn't baboons. It was gorillas. And apparently, they were getting frisky right on the glass, and all of these families had to scramble. But it didn't stop people from, like, picking up the phone and taking photos and recording it.
It was at, what, the Bronx Zoo?
Yeah. Bronx
so,
Zoo.
So imagine being at our zoo, and the gorillas aren't trying to make a baby. They're doing that other thing.
They're cleaning themselves.
Doing a little oral. And we didn't realize how popular that is in the animal world. They said it's very, even cheetahs do it.
Really?
Okay.
Going downtown. And the cheetahs. one gorilla has his hands on the other gorilla's head, like, yeah.
It's
don't put your hands on my head. I don't like it.
I gotta tell you, it's kinda hot.
Oh my god.
You're broken.
He's in the gorilla porn.
You are
now.
Broken.
Oh, come on. You saw it.
Yeah, there's nothing hot about watching animals go at each other.
Right.
That's not like, ooh, that's moving the needle. Hey.
Right. You don't want to get into you don't want new kinks at your
that's
age.
That's a whole other ball of weird.
But see, he likes to wear furry masks. Remember?
That's true.
You guys like to wear your little bear masks. So, but like, not you're sexy not
time.
Far.
That's not sexy time.
So you say.
You're not far from getting a hotel room, putting on your mask. You got gorilla porn on in the background.
If I'm going to say gorilla porn is hot, you think I'm going to lie about wearing a mask during sexy time?
No, I'm not saying that you're lying. I'm saying that it's just a matter of time.
So what does everybody do that witnesses the gorillas going at it?
Run they home all, immediately?
No, they all took selfies with it.
Yeah.
Their like kids are there. Everybody's grinning ear to ear.
Look away.
All right. Who's in the broom closet?
Honey, that's kind of hot. I got to be honest with you. It's kind of doing it for me. Oh, no, it's not doing it for you? Okay, I'm just kidding.
Oh, this is... I went too... Okay, too far? Too far.
Can we post something like that on Facebook?
Sure.
All right, we'll do it. Big party show. Tell us how you feel. How does it make you...
Probably the least controversial thing people are going to see on Facebook
today. Probably.
In the comment section, immediately someone will say something about Trump, and then they'll be fighting.
Okay, you're right. All right, but is there anything else?
Norwegian Cruise Lines is their latest ship, which sets sail in August of next year. It has a 3-story racetrack. I swear to God, I think they just come up with, like, I think they get into a room with just like a crazy Scarface amount of cocaine and just think of the weirdest stuff that they can put on these boats, and then they try to make it happen.
Yeah, because they got to get headlines. So who races on the thing?
You do. So you, as the guest, 3-level go-kart racetrack. It goes 1,300 feet. it can accommodate 15 racers simultaneously, and you can get up to 30 miles an hour, and you're it's like on the outside of the boat, so it's like awesome ocean views.
So it'd be like Joe's Karting on a cruise ship.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Moored in Galveston. We should go down to Galveston, man. You should see the whole city that is.
I went. Remember, I went last year and yeah.
Did you go by where the boats dock?
Yes, I went everywhere. There's such a rich history in Galveston. I loved it. I want to go back and do the haunted house tours. There's a lot of haunted stuff going on down there. Down there in Galveston. But yeah, that's interesting. Okay, so there's more. They just added more stuff to it.
Yeah, I guess this isn't the first time they've had a go-kart track on a cruise ship, which I was like, okay, this is the first time here. But I mean, obviously we don't have our finger on the pulse, but it is the biggest that they've ever done. I mean, and the fact that 15 racers, this immediately seems like bad idea to me. This immediately makes me think of a headline where cruise racing off of cruise ship, you know.
Well, last year, right before COVID had started, we were talking about these forever cruises. They're ones mm-hmm. where people are clearly retired and they book live. It and it's like 7 or 8 months of the year and you stay on the boat.
Yeah.
And one of those was out there at sea when COVID started. And so they just hung out at sea and people got to experience life without COVID until they came back to the port.
Yep.
What a great way to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just hanging out there, you're like, all right, let's just keep our flotilla safe. We haven't run out of shrimp or the chocolate fountain hasn't run dry. So I guess we're still good.
I think that'd be great. I think that'd be great stuck on being on a boat. I guess you're right. So they were stuck during COVID. So they weren't allowed to dock anywhere.
Don't you remember
the
people?
They didn't need to.
Yeah.
They showed them their last night. They had to go home. And they're like, all right, let's enjoy it. Because when you guys get back to the real world, you're going to, you know, they hadn't experienced masks. They're watching the news every night.
Yeah.
So they're all aware. Dancing. It was like in the middle of the worst of COVID when we're all afraid of each other.
It's like fiddling while Rome is burning.
They were dancing. Well, they're not contributing to the problem.
No, but
weren't in the universe.
Yeah, they were safe.
So they were having one last dance the night before, like person to person. Everybody was dancing with the crew, and they're like, we're not going to be able to do this for a year.
Oh, geez. Can you imagine? That would just be a great party. Then heading to COVID land. All right, 938-9400. That's in the show. Make sure you check out our Gorilla Porn on our Facebook page. It's going to go up there in a second. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Good morning to you. 938-9400. That's how you jump into the show. All right, we put it on our Facebook page. Zoo love.
Gorilla love.
Gorilla love. You know, I think everybody has a weird fetish of some sort. When I was in Vegas recently, Wyleen and I and our buddy Willie were at the pool. And they were at the pool bar. And I went to the restroom. And there was an old man sitting at the pool bar on his phone. Looked like he was playing games or something. And he was an old guy. And I walked up behind Wyleen, ran up there, and I smacked her in the butt. Woo! And
your own wife, legal.
My own wife.
Little booty tap, little sis.
And this guy got shaky, threw down his phone, and he goes, oh, my God, are you into butt slapping? I'm like, what?
Whoa!
Butt slapping? So now I'm intrigued and half tanked. So I'm like, butt slapping. And I don't even know how to take this. This is an old man who's not wearing he's not wearing a swimsuit. He's not wearing pool attire.
Right, but he's hanging out of the pool bar.
He said, yeah, I'm into butt slapping. And I'm like, really? Okay. And he goes, yeah, that's why I'm here. I'm like, you're here for butt slapping? And he's like, no, I come here and there's a group. That I, you know, meet up with or whatever. It's like it's a weird fetish convention. And that's what he does. He just slaps butts or watches people slap butts. And it was the weirdest conversation. Next, you know, he's showing me pictures of butts that he's slapping.
Oh.
I'm like, this is so bizarre. And he goes, and my wife just got here. I've been here for 3 days. My wife knows what's going on. And he goes, you got to live life. My wife knows I'm living life. He goes, I'm old. I'm not going to live forever. I'm going to go butt slapping if I want to go butt slapping. That's my thing. And he goes, you better keep her away from me. I'm like, I dare you.
Right, you're afraid.
So all of a sudden you're throwing down with some old guy who likes to slap butts.
Keep her away from me.
Well, I mean, weird. How Vegas is that for people who haven't been? The Sodom and Gomorrah that is Vegas. And it was either you or somebody told me that there are girls on the strip that had a sign that says, you know, it's like $5, $10, yeah, you can spank her.
Sure.
Really?
Molly, sure. I know. I heard that. And I was like, how grimy is that? And it's basically a girl with a nice peach. And she's standing out there. And I was like, yeah, $5 and kawap.
Smack that tushy.
What a way to make a living.
Right.
God. Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Come home, you're talking to your cousins at Christmas. So what are you doing out in Vegas? You moved out there. Well, I'm making actually a good living offering $5 butt slaps.
It's your side hustle.
Yeah, it's weird.
I got mom and dad a whole new laptop computer. It's paid for by my butt. You're welcome.
But that was the weirdest thing I've ever run into. I've seen it all. I've been to Vegas a million times. I've never run into a butt slapper, not a guy that got off like that. That was bizarre.
He was like, oh, yeah.
Yes, exactly, Jeff. You just did it.
You gave her a little whack, and he went, oh, yeah.
You're part of the convention?
Right.
Like, no, I'm just here showing some affection to my lovely wife.
Yeah, and it was funny because when he said his wife knows everything, she just flew in for the weekend, and then, you know, he'd been there for 3 days doing this butt slapping thing behind closed doors, and I was just thinking about, geez. I mean, does she not get jealous? Or maybe I didn't want to ask too many questions. Like, are you not butt slapping your wife? I mean, what do you... I don't know.
Like, that butt's been slapped so many times. I need new butts to slap.
How do you keep it fresh?
Different sizes.
I like to get out to Vegas 3 days ahead of my wife to, you know, get the slapping out of my system.
Weird.
Right. People are freaks.
I mean,
people are freaks. You got to meet freaks to realize that you're normal.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a good reset.
It was. And then we went back to our chairs and he walked by and he was walking like Mole Man. Because he was sitting down the whole time. So he was practically walking on his back obviously was hurting. And I just said, look.
Or he was having trouble walking with him.
Yeah, after watching the slap, he's like, excuse me.
We just figured that he spent a whole night getting slapped himself, you know. But that was weird.
Freak.
All right, celebrity is coming up next, Molly. What's up?
Shawn Mendes announced he's going out on tour.
Oh, boy. We'll get to that next. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show. Influencing us. We're talking about it.
Ooh. Time to spill the tea.
Shawn Mendes is hitting the road. He announced his Wonder the World Tour with dates kicking off in Europe, but then making a circle through North America. 2022. Closest he's going to get July 9th, St. Paul, Minnesota. We've got September 26th in Kansas City, Missouri, but they're leaving room for additional dates.
And that's what Omaha always gets. A lot of times we get that back half of the tour, which is,
yes,
you know, we'd love to get Harry Styles to come through. Maybe when he adds dates.
Oh,
be cool
be
to
great.
Get a Harry. Be cool to get a Sam Mendes. Be good to get an Ariana Grande back. She still owes us.
Yes, she does. Garth Brooks, I saw he's announcing a dive bar tour. How cool would that be?
Oh, neat. Like smaller venue type of things.
Dive
bars. I love the intimate stuff. Yeah.
Literally dive bars. So, yeah.
Where he got his start.
Get in there?
That's right.
They're going to be making a Mario Brothers movie, and big names are going to be voicing it. So it's animated, unlike the Mario Brothers movie that they did before, where it was, you know, live action and really terrible.
So Chris Pratt as Mario. It's me, Mario. And who's going to be Luigi?
Charlie Day.
Charlie Day from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Anya Taylor-Joy is Princess Peach. You're going to have Seth Rogen playing Donkey Kong. Jack Black will be Bowser.
Way too many people in this room tonight.
He's in so much trouble.
I thought Seth Rogen was so funny at the Emmys. He came out, there's way too many people in this room. I mean, we're not all supposed to be here. He goes, they said this was outside. There's a roof here. Yeah, he got in trouble. They pushed back at him.
Why?
But the producers were mad, you know, because it was basically calling them out and they're defending themselves saying, hey, we did rehearsals. He saw the space. He knew what he was getting into. It wasn't like he just walked on stage and was like, what?
But they were saying that they gave them a pass.
Yep.
That like the California CDC, the local gives movie productions a pass.
Okay, because that's because
they all had to be vaccinated. They all had to test negative. And then they got to be in the room.
I'm not. I don't know if I like this Mario Brothers thing. I've never been a fan
of Mario Brothers.
Is a huge Luigi fan.
What's that?
Generations of kids.
I know.
My nephews. It's probably one of the most important characters and toys. All the Legos. All the video games. Super Mario Brothers. Amazing.
Oh, seriously, like Luigi's like a whole thing. I mean, they still play Super Mario Brothers like all the time.
I'm more into like gorilla porn.
And butts know. And booty slapping.
We get
Give me that booty slap, baby. Give me that booty slap.
Oh, you Give want that slap. Booty slap.
Give me that slap.
Come on, baby. Yeah.
The Super Mario Brothers animated film hits theaters December 2022.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, Jeff.
Yeah. That's sick.
We're not wearing pants in the studio, so.
Just chaps.
Yeah.
Is it still hot?
Just chaps. No, they fixed the AC.
Oh, good.
We have to provide our own heat.
Yes. So, what's that?
Hence the slapping.
Mm-hmm.
Anderson Cooper shared an interesting story about his journey to parenthood. Apparently, his late mother, Gloria Vanderbilt, at one point was very insistent about being his surrogate. She died at the age of 85, but when she was, I mean, 95, but when she was 85, she tried to convince Anderson, like, seriously, to let her carry a child for him. And he was like, this is bananas. But I love this part. He's like, sometimes people wonder how during interviews I stay stone-faced and listen to people say crazy things. I grew up with Gloria Vanderbilt.
Okay, that's funny.
Yeah, that's great.
Because she really was. And he said that there was one point, like 2 years after they had this conversation, where she sent him a newspaper clipping about a 65-year-old woman in Italy who carried a child for her gay son and her husband.
Yeah.
And she circled it and she was like, see? He's like, you're 85. This kid will be on the cover of every magazine for the rest of his life for all the wrong reasons.
So now, that's weird,
They
right?
didn't go with mom. They just got a surrogate. But the son's name is Wyatt.
Uh-huh.
And he turned 1 year old last April.
Okay. And that's a weird thing, right? That's a weird request to have family.
No, not a weird request to have family. I think in the case of this, for me, it was like she's 85.
Okay.
I've heard of mothers or sisters or cousins doing that for each other. You know, like the idea of like, I'll carry, you know, the surrogate. But the idea of an 85-year-old woman 9 months pregnant is a little much.
Well, and to have your grandma and your mom are the same person.
Right. Kind of just turns into a whole thing.
A weird thing at Thanksgiving.
And it made me think, why don't we do Grandmother's Day? Because they're covered by Mother's Day?
I don't know.
There's a special Grandparents' Day.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. I mean,
I think there should be. It doesn't seem like it's widely celebrated. You know, Grandma's Day or Grandpa's Day.
Like my sister.
Where we give them ice cream?
Yeah. Well, my sister, she didn't know our grandparents because she was born much later. And so whenever they did Grandparents' Day or whatever it was in school, she was always, you know, her and a few other ones, you know, didn't celebrate it. So I think that's why they kind of stopped it more so. Unless they still do it in schools, I have no idea. But that was a weird deal.
I've never heard of Grandparents' Day.
Yeah, we do it at our school in May, but it's weird. I just looked it up. Grandparents' Day, we actually just missed it. It was Sunday, September 12th.
Okay,
but
it's not even it's not even celebrated.
You know, they celebrate Hobbit Day. Come on. We just missed it. That's a bummer. All right. 938-9400. We've got the news coming up. What's trending? Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 941. Here's what's trending
on the Big Party Morning Show.
It's not your imagination. Restaurant drive-thrus are slower and in most cases, less accurate. Just came out with some info that the average total time spent in drive-through lanes increased from a year ago to now being 6.5 minutes.
Well, that's because everyone's in line. As soon as it opens, there are people piling in lines. It's insanity to me. And also, for the longest time, all these dining rooms were closed.
Yes. So you had no other choice.
Yeah, they were crushing it business-wise.
Yes, it was insane. So
it's all the factors, right? You got less people working in the store, more demand, longer lines.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A topped the list for order accuracy. They're the ones where it's like if you order something, because there are certain places that you go to and you know to check the bag before you pull away. I mean, there are places that I've gone to where it's like I have to look, and most likely you got to tap back on the window and be like, hey, I'm missing X, Y, and Z.
How many people on the line are Uber drivers that are doing Uber Eats, that are delivering the food? I mean, you go into even when you go into a restaurant, you get takeout. A lot of times you got that delivery driver comes running in, going to that separate area.
Yes.
And even regular restaurants will tell you that the to-go orders are still through the roof.
Yeah, they are.
Because people have learned a new habit.
There's Hunan Fusion is a my new favorite Asian restaurant, right? And I just want to sit in there because it's really cool. But they said that they probably won't ever open up the dining room again because of hiring one and two. They're doing gangbusters, people just pulling in and grabbing food and going.
That's great.
I love that place. Oh.
I mean, if you can afford it, it is nice to eat well. I mean, to eat, have somebody else cook for you, eat good food from a restaurant.
Nice. Yeah.
Cornhuskers are on the road. They're going to take on Michigan State tomorrow. East Lansing kickoff is 6 o'clock, so at least we get a night game. I mean, that's sort of, all of them have been like these early morning set for the rest of the day. This one, at least you can have like a little party.
I wonder how many people will travel. How much red will be in the stands?
East Lansing. Not exciting.
I hope a lot. I mean, I'm not traveling. I'll be sitting at home watching it. It's going to be a great game. They gave me hope last weekend. They gave me fire.
They're ranked 20th.
They gave me syphilis.
What? I thought you were super strange. They
gave me herpes.
Your wife is going to love all that.
Are you going to gamble it? What is it? It's Michigan State by 5.
Yeah, Michigan State by 5. That's not very much. It's not very much.
We earned some respect last Saturday, so let's keep it rolling, Skurs.
I'm with you. All right, what else?
China's intensifying its crackdown on cryptocurrencies, and it is impacting the market. Bitcoin fell about 5%. Ethereum fell another 9%. The Chinese government and the People's Bank of China issued a statement today that all cryptocurrency-related business activities are illegal and vowed to clamp down on digital currencies in addition to mining them. So it's not just like you can't use them. They're going to start shutting down crypto mining operations and no new projects are going to be permitted. This is the latest on the crypto not lockdown coming out of China. While robocalls are falling, robotexts are now on the rise. People have gotten, you know, less and less robocalls, though I personally still get that. Your warranty, keep calling their bluff, that limited time warranty for my car, this is their last call. I'm like, promise? Robocalls fell 30% between June and August, but at the same time, spam texts have increased. So while people are getting less, you know, phone calls, they're definitely having to weed out their text strain.
Got this text Wednesday. Hello, baby. And there's a link. I'm like, that seems like a terrible idea to touch that link. So I just ignore everything I don't recognize.
So do I.
Sure.
I think everybody does.
And texts, though. I'm getting now the you know, thank you. They'll say, like, thank you for your purchase.
I know.
Click here to check the warranty. And I didn't
buy anything.
Right. Thank you for your payment. A lot of those kind of things.
I know. And I mean, mine's a bunch of PayPal saying that people have made purchases and check on it. And it's like, I mean, I don't, but I wonder.
Yeah.
So,
Vegas tourists got trapped on a ride for hours. I was going to ask you if you've ever been on this thing, the high roller observation wheel party. It's described as the largest in North America. It stopped during its rotation Friday night, and about 150 passengers were on board and stuck for hours.
It's just the giant Ferris wheel.
Oh, no, I haven't. But you know what? It's massive.
I mean, are you ever tempted? You see it from everywhere.
Yeah, you see it from everywhere for sure. And just the car itself is massive. The thing that you're in it, it's just massive. People
so
have
just
wedding receptions and
bored, Molly. It's like being stuck in the gondola at a ski resort.
Yeah,
you're just stuck inside the car.
Yeah, that's it. It's nothing I'm scary.
Sure
everybody was safe. Everybody was fine. But it's, you know, if you had plans, you were late.
How long was it? How long did it stall out?
2 hours.
Oh, that
it's like
would
a technical
suck.
Issue. Yeah. I mean, seriously, it wasn't just like, oh, okay. I mean, 2 hours.
So they were late for the booty slap convention.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We started slapping without you.
That creepy weird guy was like, where is everybody?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hardy said he was at near the pool and he slapped Wylene on the buns and the guy next to him dropped his phone.
He dropped his phone. I was like, oh my God. Is that what you like? You're into butt slapping? I'm like, what?
What about how many freaks are in Vegas?
So oh, anyway. Dude. Yeah, lots.
I think it's probably easier just to count the regular people.
Right.
Be a lot slower, lower of a number.
I have still not done Vegas.
You will this year.
Molly, have you done Vegas?
No,
but I have a plan.
You have a plan?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about it later.
All right.
Yeah, you get your butt slapped out there. Ever since now, you have a plan.
Molly's going to the booty slap convention.
Once I found out about the booty slap, and I was like, "This buns can make me some money, honey."
Yeah.
Hey, there's an event going on. Free event tomorrow.
Yeah, it is.
We're gonna talk to Tara Vaughn next, but it's pretty neat. Omaha's Rally for the Responders, TD Ameritrade, tomorrow from 2 to 8, and it's free, and we'll include the link. To get tickets, celebrate our city's first responders with family and friends and fireworks and food, and it is free, and we'll give you the details next.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
This is the voice of the talented Tara Vaughn. She's going to be performing tomorrow night at TD Ameritrade. Pretty cool. Listen to this voice.
I know, it's beautiful. Tara, you on the phone?
I am.
Well, hello.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good morning. So you're going to be a part of this Omaha's Rally for the Responders, and it's tomorrow at TD Ameritrade to celebrate our city's first responders with family and friends. And it's tomorrow, 2 to 8 p.m. at TD Ameritrade Park. It's free. We have the link on our Facebook page, and people can get free tickets. But it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Food, fireworks, and you're performing.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time.
Now, how long have you been singing? I watched your clip, and we posted it on Facebook. It sounds like you can do, like, all the big female stars. You can do all of their voices.
You know, I don't know that I can do them, but I try my best.
Your voice is great.
Yes, and you have a great band. Who's all in your band?
Thank you so much. You know what? Tomorrow it'll be Laurel Ware on drums. We have Brittany Thompson joining us to do some vocals, and then Matthew and Ryan McGuigan and Diana Arp on guitar. It's a great band, and we're really looking forward to it. It's an honor to be celebrating our first responders who do so much for our community. So we're really excited.
Now, yeah, that's what I was describing. So you got the McGuigan brothers. You remind me of like how Billy can do everybody. Billy can cover all the great, you know, male artists. And you guys have been performing where? At the Omaha Playhouse in that neat, smaller venue?
Yeah, I mean, we perform all over North America. Like, we tour full-time. So this has been going on for a while, but it's so nice to do it at home, you know?
Tara, where's your favorite place to perform?
Oh, that's tough. I mean, it's hard to say. Like, there are so many different places that have kind of special spots in my heart, but the Holland Center here in Omaha is just, like, it's incredible that we have it here. It blows my mind. It's such a perfect space, and I love the Holland Center. For me, there's nowhere better.
That's where I should ask the different question. Where's the place that you hate performing?
Walmart parking lot.
Yeah, right?
There you go.
Porta potty.
No.
Back of Gary's pickup truck at Sweet Corn Stand.
You know what? Gary has a pretty nice pickup truck, so I can't bash the pickup truck.
We got Tara Vaughn on the air with us. She's going to be performing tomorrow at Omaha's Rally for the Responders down at TD Ameritrade. This thing is free. People want to get tickets. What's your favorite thing to sing right now live? Are you playing anything that we're spinning on channel?
You know, I think you've been playing Toxic by Britney Spears lately, and we have worked that into our set recently, which I'm really excited about. So we do, it's all songs by women, including a couple of my original songs, but we're mostly sticking with covers for this particular event. But we do everything from like Diana Ross and Janis Joplin all the way up through like Destiny's Child, Amy Winehouse, and even a little Britney. So that's probably, I've noticed you've been spinning that one a few times lately that I've heard.
Yeah, every time we talk about her conservatorship, we got to spin a little Brit.
She's in the news a lot.
Carol, we're trying to free her.
Free Britney!
I think we're winning. I think we're winning.
I think so. Right.
So, Tara, when does this all go down? What time does it start?
It starts at 2 o'clock tomorrow, and it goes till 8 o'clock. There are going to be fireworks at the very end. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay. Now, have you tried out for American Idol? Like, what's been your journey? Have you Party's new favorite show is the Avatar.
Yeah, it's,
Alter Ego.
Alter Ego. Have you seen this, Tara? Have you seen it?
No, what is that?
Oh, it's like people go on as an avatar. The first night, Friday, was Wednesday night. And there are people that are, maybe have, I don't know, anxiety or issues.
Yeah, they don't want to go. They're nervous.
Different stuff, whether it's like, you know, stage fright or whatever, but they completely create avatars for them and they're competing and the judges don't know what the real singers actually look like. They just get to see whatever their virtual selves would be.
So it's kind of like the Voice. And you got the celebrity judges and then these people are singing, but they're backstage and they've got those VR tennis balls on them so you can make them when they move around and dance. That digital avatar on the stage moves just like them.
Oh, it's weird. You got to check it out.
And like, so the avatar can fly and do all kinds of weird stuff, but it's still one of these singing competitions. And eventually they're going to remove the avatar and reveal the singer.
That's wacky. We're living in the future.
Yeah, I know. It is. It really is bizarre.
Have you done any of those shows or tried out for anything Voice or anything like that? Or
I haven't. You know what? It's weird you should ask because I got an email to do like a virtual audition for The Voice last week. And so I signed up because I was like, why not? Like, I'll just do it. Just finally do it. And the audition time came and I was like, I'm really tired. I think I'll just do anything else instead. And I skipped it. I think I just don't have the guts. Like, It takes a lot of bravery to put yourself out there like that. I applaud anybody.
Well, you certainly have the talent to do it. Also a little bit like, are you afraid? Do other artists give you grief? Is there, you know what I'm saying? Is it tough to step out and go on those shows? Do you lose credibility if you try out for American Idol?
You know, there might be some of that, but honestly, I'm in my 30s now, and so it's like I'm old enough to have started not caring so much what other people think. And it's
absolutely.
Like, I think it's cool when people do anything. It's so easy to not do anything these days that like when somebody puts themselves out there, it's like, yeah, good for you.
I like that you're bracing the not caring because I've been doing that for
long
at least
time.
25 years.
Hey, Tara, thanks. It feels what? Go ahead, dear.
Oh, I just said it feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah. It does. Well,
liberating, right?
This is sweet of you to do this, and we can't wait to meet you in person. And there's so many great venues in town. People can check out the link to Tara Vaughn. She rocks. And we're going to see you tomorrow. Celebrate our city's first responders with family and friends at TD Ameritrade. It's a rally for the responders, and it's from 2 to 8, and it is free. Mecca's putting this thing on. So click on the link and you can get free tickets and there's going to be fireworks. So I don't know what people have. The wires are going to be great tomorrow.
Free food, free entertainment. It's fun. So if you have no plans, make sure you do so. Tara, thanks for joining. We appreciate you.
Thanks so much for me. I'll see you all tomorrow.
Okay. Bye,
Tara. Thanks, Tara. Yep. All right, that's pretty neat. Big thank you to Omaha's Fire and Rescue Police, nurses, doctors, you know, everybody who got us through the last year.
Yes.
So and a great live music for free.
Well deserved, too. All right, so coming up next, we got celebrity news. We got new music from Coldplay and BTS. You're going to want to hear it. Stay here.
We're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel
list is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Time to spill the tea on the Big Party Morning Show.
Coldplay and BTS have teamed up and their single dropped today. New song called My Universe, and it's very upbeating and inspiring.
That funky bass in the background.
Yeah, I hear that.
Here comes BTS.
There's a paradise they couldn't capture. That bright infinity inside your eyes.
매일 밤 내게 날아가. 꿈이란 것도 믿은 채 나 웃으며 너를 만나. Never ending forever.
I just imagine them all dancing on stage, you know, to them.
Combing
BTS
the hair.
BTS looking sharp in like suits, and then Coldplay looking weird in suits they made.
All right, brand new music. Good deal.
Tiger King 2 is coming to Netflix. No release date, but Netflix has confirmed that a second season of their hit drama documentary series.
A show none of us would have ever watched if it wasn't for a global pandemic.
Right. March 2020, it was viewed 64 million times in its first 4 weeks. Because, you know, the world was burning and people wanted to look at tigers.
And we had nothing else to do.
I forgot the whole plot.
I did too. I thought it was a joke, like a bit, but it turned out to be real. What's he in jail for? For 20 more years or something like that?
Yeah, 22-year prison sentence. You know, two different murder-for-hire plots against his nemesis, Carol Baskin, who, by the way, is not participating in season two of Tiger King. She's a little miffed.
Oh, you don't know who's going to be in. If Joe Exotic's in jail, it's just going to be Jeff Lowe. Talk to people in Oklahoma, man. Most people have a Joe Exotic story.
All right,
like, so he was a character in Oklahoma. He ran for politics.
Yeah, ran for office and... I mean, obviously, was quite the celebrity. I mean, he had that television show, and I mean,
he's kind of like the Big Party of Oklahoma.
Hey. That's all right. I'll take it. Right. When's my show coming on?
Exactly.
We could do a show right here. I feel like this whole move to this new studio has turned into a sitcom pretty quickly.
Well, remember what did the guy call you at the resort? Zookeeper?
Zookeeper. Hey, zookeeper. Honka honka.
He was yelling across the pool.
Yes, he was. As soon as he found out I did radio.
I think that's a funny story. The guy's like, "What do you do for a living?" Part is like, I'm a morning radio guy. He goes, "Oh, like a morning zoo?" I was like, "Yeah, I guess." The next day the guy's yelling across the pool.
"Hey, zookeeper."
Zookeeper.
I'm like, ugh. Yeah.
But play that slap sound effect one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Shawn Mendes is out. He announced he's going on tour. Wonder the World Tour will kick off in Europe, but North American dates include Minnesota. So we get St. Paul, July 9th, 2022, and Kansas City, September 26th. What hopes that there's holes in the schedule that they can add additional dates as they get out on the road.
Maybe get in Omaha. I'm sure he's watching all these clips of Harry Styles burning the world, just kicking butt on tour. and getting jealous. Because, right, there's got to be some crossover, Shawn Mendes, Harry Styles fans.
Sure. Absolutely.
Harry's in Chicago tonight.
And there's a whole lot of dates available. I mean, it goes July 9th, 12th, and 15th, and it skips over to September 24th. And that's in Denver. So from Chicago to, I'm sure it'll stop.
There's stuff in between there. Those were just the dates that were within our area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does he bring his girlfriend?
I know.
Package deal?
She's not opening for him. Dermot Kennedy is doing the first half of the tour, and I really like some of his music. It's kind of it's good. And then I didn't know the other artists.
They're like, where's Camila Cabello? Is she going to be on the road?
I don't know if that would be good for them. Do you? I mean, they'd be
working together,
really tied to the hip.
I don't know. There's a clip of her. There's pics of her running around on the beach in a little yellow bikini. She looks adorable.
Oh, little yellow bikini.
I wonder if you could get her to go to that Vegas convention.
Oh, with the butt slap.
Oh.
Jeff.
Oh.
I'm leaving welts.
Oh, God.
Jason Derulo has split from his girlfriend, Jenna. They just had a baby 4 months ago, and they made like a big... I mean, they were all lovey and like a whole production out of it and announcing and following the pregnancy on social media. But apparently they've called it quits just days after putting on like a super romantic display for his birthday. I don't know what happened. Asking fans for privacy. We'll see if people listen.
Do you hear that happening a lot? Breaking up right after the birth of your son?
No. Too bad. All right, 938-9400. Make sure you have that app, all right? You need to tap that app and get the podcast. Also, leave a message on open mic, or you can just call us. That works as well, 938-9400.
Also, on our Facebook page, Big Party Show, we've got links to Omaha's rally for the responders. And you can click the link, get free tickets. It's tomorrow from 2 to 8 at TD Ameritrade downtown. Fireworks, food, it's free. Great band. Check it out.
And also, there's some zoo porn on there. You definitely want to check that out. All right, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, Molly, you said you're heading to Vegas. What's the deal with that? What's the plan?
So, the plan is this winter. My husband is looking to take me to Vegas. We're going to go with my sister and her husband, Steve. And I'm finally going to check it off of my bucket list of places I need to go. Leaving only North Dakota as the state that I have not visited. So I go to Vegas.
All right. That's pretty cool. So you've been to every state, at least been through it, except for North Dakota. Okay.
I've been to every state except for Nevada and North Dakota. And so now, initially, Nevada was going to be my little, like, cherry on top, like, final one. But guess what? Life's too short. I want to go. So we're going to go. We're just going to go for, like, 2 days. It's quick in and out. That's what he said. He's like, it's plenty of time. So I got to figure out, like, what kind of shows. He's like, Carrot Top's always performing. I'm like, wow.
He was kidding.
Yes, obviously. Yeah. No, he's absolutely kidding. But it's just a matter of, you know, like, all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, I want to do everything. Like, there's so many great restaurants and there's so many great shows. And obviously I want to gamble and there's like nightclubs and the pool and
butt slappers.
Right. I got to make sure that we're synced up with the butt slapping convention.
Why not?
But I will definitely have to pick your brain as far as like good shows and stuff. I really wanted to see like
Cirque du Soleil type thing or what?
No, because we've seen that, right? Like, but I wanted to see like a quintessential Vegas-y type. Like they have David Copperfield, but I'm like, eh. Like I would like to see David Blaine. I would love it if they had great stand-up or something like that. Like one of those like super cool residencies that's just a short little.
I would think though, in theory, you want when you go to Vegas, you should do things that you can only do in Vegas.
Right. I would agree.
And Cirque du Soleil and comics can come to your town. Mm-hmm. What can't come to your town? What is only in Vegas?
Those crazy magic shows are definitely one of them. Or like one of those things where I don't think they do the tiger shows anymore. I mean, those were the ones that I wanted to see that are just absolutely... Because, you know, I mean, you're right. That's the thing. But if like a Dave Chappelle suddenly decided he was going to do a couple nights in Vegas, like I'd be a fool to like not try to get a ticket to something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But I'm thinking along the line of what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, as in like crazy stuff that you're never going to tell anyone that you did.
Like go to go to a strip club. Like there's a strip club that's so huge. I don't even know how I got there, but I did. There were like people swinging on trapeze, and it was insane.
It sounds like that Coco Bongo in Cozumel. I mean, in Cancun.
Yeah.
You ever been to Coco Bongo?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It's a giant Studio 54, people swinging from the rafters.
Yeah, that's what it was like. It was insane.
Does that still exist?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I've
yeah.
never it's been to Vegas. Baby. I'm a Vegas virgin, baby.
Oh,
no, you got to go. We're the last two holdouts.
I have a perfect time for you, Jeff. I mean, I got the perfect time for you. You're going to come back sore. We'll have so much fun.
football and hockey?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not the sports element. You could go there and work in a Golden Knights game and a Raiders game.
Initially, we were looking at Columbus Day weekend on account of the fact that the Bears are there playing.
Okay.
But flights are like insane because, of course, everybody in Chicago is a degenerate gambler. And they're like, Vegas, the Bears, I'm going. So tickets were like $1 billion.
Yeah, they're crazy.
He's like, this isn't worth it. Like, we can go anytime. You don't even care about football. But like, you know, we had a line on tickets and everything, like game tickets, not flights. And then we went to look at flights and it was like, oh my Lord.
Yeah, but you know, just being in Las Vegas and not going to the game, it's still special as well. It's all special. Molly, I don't do a lot of shows there. I don't really care for that. You know, that's not my thing. So I couldn't advise you on that and restaurants on the strip because I rarely go. But the Fremont Street thing, absolutely, you should experience the Fremont experience.
Who knows? Maybe I'll ask my husband to marry me at the drive-through.
Why not?
I mean, we're already married, but why not make it Vegas official?
Absolutely.
I mean, something like that would be like so funny to me. Like, will you please marry me?
I'm seeing tickets for that Bears game that are in the 200s. That's the low end, so that is expensive. 200. You know, but
the Bears tickets aren't bad. It's the flights that were like,
well, I'm saying it's just 200. But this Sunday's game, like Miami, $135.
Yeah, see, that's totally affordable because Kansas City's like $400 or $500. So I don't know why it would be cheaper there, but there's got to be a reason behind it. All right, 938-9400. It's in the show. Also, you can reach out to us and you don't have to dial the number. Actually, just push a button right on that app and it reaches right to us and also gets the app.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel
94.1. Go Big Red, go Big Red.
Go Big Red.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I haven't worn any Husker gear in so long, and I feel bad, so I dusted it off, and I'm Huskered up, and I'm excited for tomorrow's game. I think the Huskers are going to upset someone this year. It could be Tomata. It could be the next week, but I think it's going to happen, and we're going to be very proud.
Yep, I'm wearing my Husker hat. Congrats to Creighton Prep. We are CP. They beat Millard West at homecoming last night. Came from behind. Shamar Brown with 4 touchdowns and 281 yards.
Shamar Brown, I love that name.
28-21 win, so we are CP.
All right, we're going to get out of here, though. You guys have a safe weekend. We'll see you Monday, bright and early. Be nice to your neighbors.
And remember, if you want to get details, click on our Facebook page, Omaha's Rally for the Responders, you know, first responders. This event is free tomorrow, 2 to 8 at TD Ameritrade. Bands, food, fireworks.
Yeah, it's
said on their website they're going to have 12 different types of pie.
Really?
Yes. Ooh. I was like, 12 different types of pie?
I love pie.
The last time you saw 12 different types of pie.
That's what I mean. I was like, that in itself is intriguing.
Is there such thing as too much pie?
No, there's not. Have you ever tried to eat a pie without your hands?
I have. I've gotten a pie in the face before.
All right.
And the only way to get out is to lick your way out of it.
That's it. That is it. We should have a pie eating contest on the air, handless.
Ooh.
I'll do that. Why not?
Bring it.
We gotta get out of here, though. We'll see you guys Monday. Have safe change. Do stuff. Go, Skirt! Yeah, let's get it popping, baby. Show me something, baby. Or I can
blow it on the next girl. I got that 151. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Thank you. sitting on the John.
We believe in a naked America and man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
Big Party, DeGan and Molly.
Yeah. In the morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Yo, it's the Big Party Morning Show.
Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
In the morning.
Waking up.
I wake up every morning.
With the Big Party Morning Show.
I just remember that time, and I hadn't run in so long that I almost didn't know how to run. Mm-hmm. It was weird. When's the last time you ran?
The last time I played paintball, I didn't even have the ability to run, and I was being shot at. Because my brain was like, these aren't real bullets.
Why so, run?
Like, my legs were like, I'm not running. You're playing a game right now. My head was like, run, body. My body was like, no.
Nope. The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.